your pocket, grab that $100 bill, and we are set for this. And it's just like Coburg to get me the $1 bill.
I gave you a $100 bill once. Yeah, I never saw it again.
You never saw it again.
It took weeks.
All right, hold out your neodymium magnet because I want to show you something cool with a $100 bill. Watch this. As you get that here, like that, as you get it close, watch this.
It'll move it. There's metal in the bill?
There's metal in the bill.
Get
That's
out.
The hypothesis. If there's metal in the bill. If you would have gotten me 100, it would have been a lot better. But we'll just use the $1 bill.
Is there more in the 100 than there is in the
there's
one?
Not,
no,
there's not, but it's a good joke. All right, so watch this. You get yourself a blender, preferably not the one at home, the one at the garage sale.
Oh,
you put the dollar bill inside here, you seal it up, and you flip it on. And you just grind that as much as you can. So you got to just tear up that dollar bill.
Oh,
you
my
just
God.
Want to shred it.
Isn't there like a law or something?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
No, they're truly. Now, we're not trying to pass this money again. They're the liquid assets.
I see.
Got that?
Okay.
Sorry. I just threw it all over Brian Willie, so it's everywhere. All right, so you see
this? Sorry, Brian.
You take this and grind it up about a minute, minute and a half, and I've put it all in the bag. So show the camera the bag. That is the ground up $1 bill. Got it?
Pulp.
So now we're going to see if we can find the iron. So here's what I want you to do. Hold it out on your hand like this.
Okay.
Take your neodymium magnet, put it on top.
Okay.
Got it? On top, put your hand up on top like this. Turn it upside down, shake it around like this. Don't remove the magnet from the bag. Turn it back over here. Slowly squeeze up a little bit and look at what happens as you slowly
sure
pulls
enough,
away.
Can you see that?
Look at that.
Look at that.
There is the iron.
That is the metal. So it's iron in the bill.
There's actual iron.
Why do they put iron in
the
money?
So think about that. If you're going to pass, here, let me bring it over here so you can pull it. If you're going to pass counterfeit money, you probably aren't going to have iron in the ink. So if you put a dollar bill in a vending machine and it rejects it, it could be a counterfeit. Most people aren't counterfeiting once.
Really?
But it's just one way to keep counterfeiting
down. So it's just another marker to prevent
exactly
counterfeit
right.
money?
And you can do this. The law says this. You can grind it up as long as you don't try to pass it. You ever been to one of those places where you put a penny in there and you grind it? Or you flatten
right.
it?
You turn
so
it
forth.
Into...
Same
yeah.
kind of thing. Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh. There it is. It's off and it's running. So if you don't want to do this, we had a video that went viral a couple weeks ago where we took iron and pulled it out of the total cereal.
Yeah,
so on
that was
our website,
amazing.
We can show that as well. But that's just about right. And now look, Mark,
run, Brian.
If you and I get in trouble, at least we're both going to jail at the same time.
Look,
but I
mean, there was a lot in mine. I
There's
had a lot of,
There's a tremendous amount that's sitting in there, and we're using the neodymium magnet to be
so
able to find
it. So a vending machine will detect that as well, and that's one of the things
exactly
that it looks
right.
for.
So how great for a kid doing a science fair project
that
to
is
see
a
whether
good,
or not
that is a good
other
one.
Currencies
Is there more in the 100, really, or
no,
just the same?
Not.
No, they're all the same.
But if you would bring 100 next time, I'm just going to light it on fire.